Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. We're talking about uplifting and positive news to make your week a little bit better. Yeah. Tim.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wondering what's going on in your background. Are y'all making food?
No, man. You know, Captain was drinking water. Actually, he's still drinking water out of his water bowl. But I'm thinking he's done. Let's hope he's done. Stop it, man. All right, we're good.
I guess I'm just so hungry I'm thinking about food.
I just had a burrito, man. I'm not even going to lie to you.
How did you eat a burrito that fast?
Yo, I eat really, really fast. Have you ever watched Major Payne?
I have no clue what that is. Continue.
So Major Payne's this movie with this guy. He's in the military. He's a sergeant. And, like, he used to eat his food really, really fast. I used to watch it as a kid all the time. And people would always, like, take stuff off my plate, whether it was, like, a French fry or, you know, anything like that. And so I told myself when I was a kid, just eat really fast so they can't get to my food. And it's, like, a bad habit that I still have to this day.
Tim, I have the exact same bad habit. So... I think it's really funny you're talking about people stealing your food. Do you remember in the lunch line? So if you're new to the podcast, I'm JP, that's Tim. We are in Oklahoma City. We went to the Southside Oklahoma City schools that weren't very limited if you're new. Anyway, finish the story. So in the lunch lines, sometimes they would run out of food, so you only got like one of those like wrapped in plastic like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that were disgusting and an apple. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Which is just crazy that a public school would run out of food and they would have to give you something else. And so I remember, like, and so, like, you would wait in these long lines and then you would get your food in elementary school and you would have, like, 10 minutes to eat it. So you would just devour your food, right? And it was the same thing in middle school. And so now I'm just in this habit of, like, I have to eat everything fast. Like, I can't even, like, function without doing it. I still have the same bad habit.
Interesting. I didn't realize anybody else like really actually had that bad habit besides me, because people call me out on it all the time, man. Like, if I'm out to eat with friends and stuff, I'm done with my food immediately while they're just, you know, still working on the chips and queso.
Well, see, what I do is I order twice as much food as the other person, so we finish at the same time.
I like where your mind's at, man. I like where your mind's at. Oh, man.
Anyway, so we're doing uplifting positive news. We have 9 positive news stories today to make your Monday absolutely wonderful and hopefully your week absolutely wonderful.
Yes, sir.
I have 5. Tim has 4. So I'm going to start off. I have a polio virus that kills off cancer cells and stops tumor growth. So basically, it's called PVS-RPO. And... basically, they're using a modified polio virus that enables the body to use its own resources to fight off cancer. It's been in clinical trials since 2011, and this is basically science is cool with the positive truth. And what it does is the polio virus attacks the tumors, and when it attacks the tumors, these cells have an excess of a CD155 protein, which our cells attack. And our immune system starts attacking these cells, like the polio cells go after the cancer cells, and then our immune system can recognize the polio, and it starts attacking the polio on the cancer cells. And the polio infects the cancer, and then our own immune system starts fighting the cancer cells. And they've been doing trials for 6 years, and all the trials have been positive so far.
Oh, that's amazing. I was just about to ask, so like for the last 6 years, what are the results, you know? Are there any negative results? I mean, obviously, there's going to be in trials, but...
So, basically, their clinical trials, I think they use it on prostate cancer. They use it on a certain kind of cancer, if I could find it. This is a kind of a really long article. Well, the general outcome is the general poliovirus increased immune checkpoints in immune cells, which basically attacked the cancer cells, and it leads to like very encouraging findings. Then now they're going to start using it in breast cancer, prostate cancer, and melanoma research.
Wow.
And they were using it in, wow, I cannot find it. But yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's super positive, man. And what was the drug called again?
Well, that's the thing. They weren't using a drug. They were using the polio virus.
Oh, but what did they call it? PB what? Or PV?
They call it a PVSRIPO.
PV. I got to come up with a better name than that. I mean, it's doing so much positive in the world, but man.
So, oh yeah, here's it. So they tested it on brain cancer, on brain tumors. And basically, it stopped them. And yeah.
That's awesome, man.
It generated an immune response that will enable us to rationally decide whether and what other therapies make sense in combination with poliovirus to improve patient survival.
And that's pretty dope. For 6 years for them to be trying and are having trials, I feel like it's trustworthy. I mean, I really don't know too much besides what you said, but that sounds like it's a super positive story.
Absolutely. I will be posting it on the Facebook. I don't post all my stories on the Facebook page, but yeah, this needs to go on there. Where's the Facebook page at, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Podcast. Make sure you guys check it out. I know I will because I'm very intrigued.
Absolutely. And I've talked for the majority of this podcast. So please, Tim, take it away.
JP, what's my favorite stories?
Dog stories.
All right. So I got a few of them. My first one is about a dog that was that's from Colorado. So this 13-year-old dog ran away from her home with another young dog from the neighborhood. And the other young dog was only about 6 weeks old, right? So they live on the east side of Mount Bross in Colorado, which I'm not sure where that is. That's all it said. So I'm sorry, guys. If anybody else knows, you guys know where it's at. Tú sabes. The younger dog returned home a few hours later, but Chloe, the 13-year-old dog, did not return home at all. So the owner spent weeks, not days, but weeks searching for her. And that takes us to this week. A few days ago, Trinity Smith saw a post on the 14ers Facebook group, which, you know, some people have private groups on Facebook where you can look at whatever. Saw this post about a missing dog. So he was at the Mount Broth hiking with his girlfriend, actually. And they heard this dog crying, but they didn't know where it was coming from at all. They couldn't find it, so they left and came back the next time. And now when they came back the next day, Sean Nichols and her boyfriend actually heard the dog again. And they said, you know what, this time we're not going to give up. We're going to look for this dog. So they kept looking. They kept looking. A couple hours went by, and they finally got her. She was like stuck at the top of this like mountain and couldn't get through. She was like crying. And this dog was really, really skinny, really small when they saw her. But they posted on the Facebook page, this group page, basically, we got her. And there's pictures that I'm going to upload to the Facebook page as well. So make sure you guys check it out. It's really cute, really awesome, uplifting. And basically, long story short, they find this dog that was in the mountain, bring it back to the owner. This dog weighed 90 pounds whenever it left, whenever it took off. They got the dog back 6 weeks later, weighing only 26 pounds. Mm. So this dog was up there starving, not doing good at all. But the good thing is, this is the positive truth, so it's uplifting. This dog made it home. She's now recovering. She still, you know, weighs probably less than 40 pounds, but she is recovering, and she's home with her parents. And if you want to see a cool picture with the owners crying with the man that found the dog, it's right here on Facebook. So guys, check it out, please, at the Positive Truth Podcast.
So he was stuck in a ravine or a rock?
Yeah, it was like kind of at the top of a mountain. They didn't have a picture of it, but the way that they described it, it was basically like the top of a hill, and it couldn't get down. I'm thinking there was like probably a tree down or something, and it was looking for shelter. She was already weak. I mean, it's bad. It's definitely 90 pounds to 26 pounds. That's a lot of strength that's just gone. Whether you're a dog, human, cat, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth. Was this, is this dog a girl dog or a guy dog?
It's a girl dog. Her name is Chloe.
Oh. See, here's my plan. My plan was, if this was a guy dog, you know, it's a 13-year-old dog. I was like, these older guys running off with these young 6-year-old pups, these girls.
That was a terrible dog joke. I'm done with you.
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry.
I'm offended. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, what else you got for us?
So, quick one. So we were just talking about a clinical trial that had been going through with the polio virus that had been shown to be effective.
Yes, sir.
In fighting cancer cells. Well, this one is a new antibody that attacks 99% of HIV strains and basically can prevent infection in primates. And it's going into clinical trials. It starts human trials in 2018. And so far with animals, it's been found 99% effective in basically preventing HIV. And so, yeah, this might be the cure, or at least the end-all be-all to HIV and AIDS.
That's what's up. I like to hear that, man. And you said it's going into clinical trials now?
2018. Not really 2018? Close. 2018? Not really close.
Yeah, we got to stay hopeful, though, for sure.
Absolutely.
We definitely got to stay hopeful. That's awesome, though, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go with my next one. My next one's kind of quick as well. More than 200 cities across the United States have passed a pet store ordinance to take a stand against the sale of cruelty-bred animals. But California is set to be the first state, the very first state, to ban the commercial breeding of cats, dogs, and rabbits. I think it's awesome. The reason I think it's awesome is because lawmakers are for rejecting puppy mills by voting at the end of the sale commercially raised dogs in pet stores. They do not want anybody breeding dogs to make a profit of it. Cats, rabbits, anything. So now, basically, if your dog isn't a rescue animal, you cannot buy it in a pet store. If you get caught selling an animal that you bred, it's a fine up to $500 for each animal. Whoa. I think it's awesome. Yeah, man, nobody needs to pay that much. Or nobody wants to pay that much. I know that for a fact. But you should pay that much if you're selling animals for a profit, for sure. They have feelings and emotions just like everybody else. Tú sabes.
So the idea is basically get less people, get shelter dogs, get less, more animals off the streets?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's something everybody can get behind. And that's a hell of a fine, man.
Tú sabes.
As an NBA fan, they need to take a lesson from California and start finding these players more for flopping, because it's a flopping... If the flopping fines are small, it's not going to do anything. Like, if these fines are small, like, if the fine for not wearing your seatbelt was $10, like, everyone's not going to wear their seatbelt. You make them expensive, people started buying by them, so I like it.
Absolutely.
So we did the whole episode on, like, Hurricane Harvey and all the positive news stories that came from it.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is another positive news story. It's not about Hurricane Harvey, but since Hurricane Harvey, there's been hurricanes in Puerto Rico.
Jose Maria.
I mean, like, everywhere. And there's also been the Mexico City earthquakes. And I'm probably going to say this name wrong. I know she's an actor. So it's S-A-L-M-A, Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek.
Yeah, good job, Tim. Good job, good job. Is donating $100,000 to victims. And I just think that's awesome. Also, I'll just do another one. So Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation has basically raised $20 million in grants for climate change and wildlife conservation as well. And Tim Duncan donated like another $200,000 to what happened in the Isles. So yeah, celebrities donating money to causes.
That's what's up, man.
I think Duncan also donated to Puerto Rico, since, you know, our country seems to not be doing anything about it at the moment.
Barely talking about it.
So, yeah, good job on these celebrities for donating their time and money.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Salma Hayek, man, do you know who that is?
Nope.
Man, she's like an actor. She was in. Have you ever seen Wild Wild West with Will Smith?
Yeah, a long time ago, man.
She was the Mexican woman in Wild Wild West, the girlfriend that was like looking for her husband. Or actually, it was the girl that Will Smith and the other co-star, they all like had a crush on her.
mean, I haven't seen that movie since like 98, man. It's been a solid 20 years.
Man,
I do remember the theme song though. Wow Wow West. Some Wow Wow West.
Keep repeating the title. You got it. Well, man, the reason I asked about Salma Hayek is because I actually have a story from Mexico, from where the earthquakes happened. There was actually a dog named Frida, man. I didn't know about this, but apparently everybody
Are
in the world
all your
did.
Stories about dogs today, Tim?
I had three of them for sure. I have one more that's not, but yeah, man, I definitely found dog stories and I got hyped. I was like, yeah. But anyways, Frida, she's basically like known as a hero all across Mexico. So we all know this 8.1 magnitude earthquake happened in, you know, Mexico City. It destroyed a lot of things, buildings, people were hurt. Frida saved 52 people, including 12 people in life-threatening situations right after the earthquake happened. I mean, not only did she help people from the first earthquake that happened a couple weeks ago, but the one that happened recently as well, she was saving people again. People were all over the world were thanking Frida for everything that she's done because social media, of course. People are using social media in a positive way. The president of Mexico even released a tweet. I want to read it, but it's in Spanish. And I can read in Spanish, but I don't know what it means, so I don't want to. But I definitely wanted to shed some light on Frida and show, you know, there's dogs out there doing some positive things, like saving people's lives. So shout out to you, Frida. You're a true hero in my eyes and in Captain's, my dog.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're just, like, the dog is smelling people in the rubble?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can assume. I mean, there's a lot of pictures of, you know, the dog looking cute and people posing with them, but
why is Frida better than other dogs at this?
She's a lab, and I'm not sure why she's better. I bet she was just trained for it. They probably, you know, they had her since she was a puppy, and this is what they had her for, or trained her for.
That's crazy. I wonder why they have lab dogs in Mexico instead of German Shepherds like we do here.
Yeah, me too. I do know there's some pretty cool pictures of this dog. I don't think a German Shepherd would look as cool in these goggles and like footy, like foot sock things. And it's pretty dope. It looks like she's getting ready to go on an adventure for sure.
I also can't imagine a Labrador attacking people. I'm sure it happens, but can't really imagine it.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either.
Well, good job, Frida.
Tú sabes. Good job. You have any more stories?
I got un más.
Yo también. I have one more as well.
Good job, Tim. So, we're from Oklahoma City. Me and Tim both played basketball growing up, so we like our Thunder basketball.
I think I... Right?
You know what I'm going with?
No, JP, you broke out. I'm sorry, man.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Technical difficulties with the positive truth, but we have improvements coming very shortly, which will make our sound quality better, mainly on my end. Coming soon. Not that you're kind of being forced into this, but you know it's a positive change. It's okay.
For sure.
As in my Mac went out and I had to get new headphones and new computer. So yeah, we'll start sounding better. Also, we got the Friday episode fixed. We got a mic there, so the Friday episodes will be louder as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're in Oklahoma City. We like our Thunder basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a player named Russell Westbrook. He's kind of good. Won the MVP in 2017. Averaged a triple-double. If you don't know what that means, it's basically impossible, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, he won the Kia NBA All-Star MVP Award, and he was donated a car. And Westbrook makes enough money off the court that he didn't actually need the car, so it was just collecting dust. So he teamed up with Sunbeam Family Services to find a family that would benefit the most from a new vehicle. And he found Kirsten Gonzalez. She's 19. And basically, Westbrook gave her a car. Single mother. Worked with his foundation and the Sunbeam Services and donated her a car. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. Have you seen the video to that?
No, I have the video. I'm just not playing it because I don't want the audio to come through the podcast.
Yeah, for sure, man. The video is pretty cool. The motion on her face was awesome. You know what's cool about that, man? That girl, I didn't go to high school with her. My wife went to high school with her.
It's a small world, Tim.
Yeah, it is, man. Especially in Oklahoma. Woo!
Yeah, good job, Westbrook. I will post this also on the Facebook. Tim, what's your last positive news story?
Man, my last town, it's our last town, wow. My last story is about a restaurant in this Turkish town. So the Merkez restaurant is a small Eastern Turkish town of Karakhan. I hope I'm saying that right. I know I'm not. It's one of the many establishments across the town where those in need are invited to eat for free of charge. So this tradition has been carried down from generation to generation for decades. Matter of fact, the owner of the restaurant before him did the exact same thing. If you needed to eat, you were hungry, you couldn't afford it, you're more than welcome to come in and eat. He has about 15 people a day that come in and eat for free. There's about 100 people for, he said about 100 people each day come in and eat, but about 15 people of them eat for free. There's about 28,000 people that live in this town, and he has gotten phone calls from all over Turkey thanking him for doing something so positive. There's actually a picture that I'm going to upload to Facebook, the Facebook page, so make sure you guys check it out, of a guy named Gallup. Gallup is suffering from mental illness, and he doesn't speak a lot, but he said that the Merkez is my favorite place in town because the food is great. According to the residents, the tradition to feed the needy for free all started in the 1940s, and the fact that it's being carried down, everybody is super grateful. The coolest part about this whole entire story, so this guy Hassan Golbasan has managed 5 different restaurants, right, in Turkey. And people tell him, you know, thank you so much, you're doing great. And he always tells them, what I do is not unique. Inviting the poor does not have a slight effect on my earnings. If anything, it brings baraka, which means blessings. So I think it's just awesome. He doesn't think he's doing anything special. He's just doing something that needs to be done. And it's starting a positive movement because in Turkey, there's other restaurants that are starting that tradition. And I love the word tradition when it comes to this because it's something super positive, man.
Yeah, man. So I had this article too, but I was going to let you cover it. I will say a few things. Gallup is like the... this dude's picture is perfect. He seems like the nicest person in the entire world just from his picture.
Agreed.
Like, if you see his picture...
He's just smiling, like, just so happy right now.
On top of that, like in the story, it says the whole city feels obligated to make sure no one goes hungry. Top to bottom, the rich feel responsible. A significantly more affluent town than the rest of the K word. You did a wonderful word of pronouncing that I'm not going to try.
Karakhan, I don't know.
Pretty good, Tim. Pretty good. Has become home to wealthy business owners, and most of them want to fund like their work to like make sure like this stuff doesn't happen. That's top to bottom for years. A whole community making sure no one goes hungry. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Can you imagine if like not even a city, just a small town in Oklahoma did something like that?
Small town anywhere.
Man, that's something, that's a tradition we definitely should try to start. Look, Nobody's gonna go hungry. I feel like having a cookout in my backyard, man, and just like inviting anybody that wants to come eat. But at the same time, this probably sounds like a bad idea because the neighborhood I live in isn't the best.
Okay, well, let me take this a different direction. We both work in restaurants.
Right.
How much food is thrown away?
Entirely too much, and it's embarrassing to even say.
So, like, you work at a buffet, so it's even worse than my job where, like, you can, like, they, like, make stuff to order, but still, right. Like, you just take that food and just give it to people that need it. Why are people going hungry in America with so much wealth?
I wish I knew.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll get there. We'll take positive steps in the right direction. And hopefully this podcast episode leads to the positive change that's needed. I think we're done though, Tim.
I think we are too, man. I do have a positive quote.
Hey.
So make sure you guys are following us on all our social media platforms, you know, Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, TPT_podcast on Twitter, The Positive Truth OKC on YouTube, The Positive Truth everywhere else like Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. If you want a t-shirt, please email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. They're gray, they're black, you know all the rest. Tú sabes. And now for our positive quote by Roy T. Bennett. It's only after you step outside your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform.
Nice. Until then, we will see you on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.